Bob, I think you're still muted.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Bob. If you don't mind, I'm going to change your name for you.
Okay, what name would you like to give me?
How about your given name? There you go.
Okay, I've had a lot of people call me lots of things, Judy.
You knew you'd come up as Runner Man, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Find my camera. Okay, you're not there. All right.
We haven't started, so I can continue eating.
Yeah.
You're not being recorded yet, Bob.
Oh, I do have the recording on, but you can turn off your video, Bob, if you like. That's fine.
All right. Now I can eat.
Yeah. You can eat in peace. I might actually, if you guys don't object, I might have to do that myself. I went from secretary to tax collecting to getting this meeting started. I haven't eaten yet. I've got some coming. Thank you. So we're not going to have Nicole tonight. We're waiting, I guess, really just on
Tara.
Marvin Tara. Oh, and yeah, we do have Mike and Valentina on. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Judy, when you say you're recording this portion of it, but you don't post this portion to the website, do you?
Well, I get it all in one piece.
Okay. So you shouldn't start the recording until the meeting is called.
All right. You know what? I'll pause it.
The earlier stuff shouldn't be recorded.
All right. Yeah. I just started it a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah. Only when the council president calls the meeting to order should we start recording.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Yep. You got it. After my panic attack the one time, I'm just,
Judy, it's still recording.
No, it's on pause. Oh. You can see it blinking.
It should be paused, unless somebody else is recording.
No, it's flashing. So that's in a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have one amendment to the agenda tonight, and that is a motion to approve a change order to the 2020 road improvement program.
Tara, I would actually like to table that because we don't yet have the price. And okay. So, sorry, I thought
okay,
we'd have
no, it. No. That's okay, we don't have an amendment to the agenda. All right, thanks. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? No. Okay. We do not have any visitors. Mike, would you like to have well, that may get complicated for Judy. If we have a brief executive session now, or we have one prior to the Wednesday meeting, which would you prefer? I don't want to complicate things unnecessarily for Judy.
We can do either. Judy can pause the recording if you'd like, or we can just do it prior to the start of the Wednesday meeting. Whatever works for council.
Or even at the end of this one, right?
Valentina and I won't be around at the end of this. We're signing off at the end of this. Our one agenda item just got tabled.
Yeah. So they didn't need to be here for us going over the survey. And we're here for the Rose Program vote. So, Why don't we just, unless somebody has a strong reason to do it now, just make it prior to Wednesday's meeting.
Yep, and I can update everybody via email about what we're talking about. I think everyone's aware of the issue. So I can update everyone with an email of what we're talking about and what my recommendation is. So.
That sounds good.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Valentina.
Apologies. I should have sent something earlier.
So no, that's okay. It gave me an excuse to actually put on a tie for the first time all week.
All right. Well, go enjoy your evening.
Have a good night, everyone, and see
you. Right, you too.
You too.
Good night. Okay. Are there any other amendments? Okay. Public to be heard. I don't believe we have any public.
Well, it looks like we have a public signing on.
Oh, okay. Great.
Unless I'm not sure.
Well, Robert Swank is signing on.
Oh, Bob's phone is signing on.
I don't know if it's Bob Swakos.
Is that Bob? Phone. I'm not on my phone.
Is it your Bob?
I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, I think we should move
all right. All right. Well, public to be heard? No. Okay. Okay. So thank you for joining us on this special council meeting. This is to go over, and not in depth, but an overarching view of the surveys to go out as part of the comprehensive plan.
Eric, can I interrupt for a second? Judy,
yeah.
The recording button is blinking. Does that mean it's paused?
No, it's recording, but thank you.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Thanks, Bergie.
Yep.
Okay. So with that, I'd like to hand it over to Marv to do the review of the two surveys so we can be ready to hand them on.
So I'd like to keep our discussion today to concentrate and finish the high-level queries that the Bucks County Planning Commission has for the surveys to give guidance on them. I'll say I hope that the after we do that, we can avoid turning this into any sort of rewrite session of what has been forwarded. That there were a couple of high level items though. The first we actually went over at the other council meeting, and that query was whether the demographic questions that really targeted the specific information on the survey respondent should be kept. And I'd just like to reiterate for today's recording the decision at the meeting on the 11th was that those questions do not really gain information for the comprehensive plan and should be eliminated. So those are the questions like on gender and education level and the specific age of the respondent to the query. The second high level question we did not get to you, and I'd like to bring that forward now. And so that second high level query was also in the residential query, and it had to do with the historic district. And that query was whether there should be additional specifications about how the historic district might be expanded, and should that be included in resident question number 24. The question currently states, should the historic district in the borough be expanded? And that's all. So I'll open the floor to how much specificity we'd actually like be comfortable in putting it in, since I don't think we've really discussed how the historic district should be expanded. But there are a couple of options for either putting in at least a little bit more information, a little bit more specificity, or gradient levels of more specificity.
Well, what I had sent to you, Marv, I think did you get the comments that I sent you? Okay.
Yes, I did, but I wanted to let you bring it forward to the group. Yeah.
Okay, just to rewrite that question and restate it as, should the historic district in the borough be expanded to include more older neighborhoods? And just leave it at that.
Yep.
Without being specific as to which blocks.
Well, what constitutes older neighborhoods?
Well, there are other neighborhoods that are older that are not included. And I don't know if you want to go into the specific streets. I actually chaired a committee that tried to expand the historic district about 10 years ago. And I can tell you the neighborhoods we were looking at were East Center Avenue and up on North Chancellor Street and parts of Jefferson that didn't get included in the historic district before. What I would guard against is being very specific, because then you're going to get comments from people who live in those neighborhoods and say, why are you picking on my neighborhood, for example? And I think the question should be a little bit more global. I think people might realize that the parts that are in the historic district are not all the parts that are of are older. Clearly, we're not talking about Newtown Station.
But do you need to put an adjective in front of neighborhoods and just leave it as other neighborhoods, or just expand the historic district as it is? Just leave the question as it is.
No, I wouldn't leave it at, well, I don't know that, I would be fine just leaving it as it is, but if it needs more specificity, I would say to include more older neighborhoods. And that's how I would write it.
Or do we need more specificity? I mean, one level is we don't to say we don't need any more specificity. Or else we could be, the next level would be, I'd say, either older or historically relevant. And then the next level, where I don't think we would want to go, but I'll just bring it out, would be like to put, directions like to the north or to the east, or that's probably more than we want to say, but I figured the only way to know where we want to go is to push it potentially beyond where we would want to go.
Do newer people in the community know what it means to be in the historical district? Do we need a definition before the question?
No. I think most people know about the historic district and they're aware of whether they're in or they're out. If they own the home, they own the building, because they find that out when they purchase their house.
Yes. I was just going to elaborate on what Julia is saying. There is a deed registration process that's required when people purchase. And one of the questions, and I watch that, I look for that very closely when I see a registration come in, there's a box, are you or are you not, is this property in the historic district? And if that is left blank, I contact the realtor and I inform them that needs to be confirmed. We need to know that the person knows that they are in the HARB district and that there are regulations that they have to adhere to. So yes, Bob, new residents are informed of the fact that they live in the HARB district or not.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
So that's, I'd say that's the half of the question that's probably the most important, is does a particular person know if they're in the historic district? What probably everybody doesn't know exactly is exactly where does the historic district end, since it zigzags a little bit. So does everybody have the map handy to say, oh yes, this part of center got left off or not? No, probably everybody doesn't know that.
Do we want to have a website link to where they could look it up on the borough website? Is that?
I think that would be actually very worthwhile. Although I guess maybe it should be Sue that's commenting on that.
I think it's a really good idea. I know that I personally searched for quite some time to try and figure out exactly where the historic district was. So I think that would be helpful for people.
Yeah. In preparation for that question, I was able, when you type into a search engine, Newtown, Pennsylvania, Borough Historic District Map, actually somehow it gets out there and finds something. but I don't think it's on our site.
Well, we want to make sure that whatever link we're using is actually current, because the historic district was expanded 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So you want to make sure you got the current map.
Yep. So having it on having what we know is correct on the borough web would be, I think, a good idea.
Julia, what was the criteria for expansion?
You mean when we were looking at expanding it last time?
No, when you did expand it the last time.
Oh, well, when it was expanded, the thing is that the houses have to be of a certain age. And I actually wasn't part of the decision for the initial expansion. There was an expansion, I guess, I don't know, what was it, Corky? It was like late 70s, early 80s when the second expansion occurred up Washington Avenue. And I think it was to capture more older homes. Well, and that was, all right, so let's say that was the early 1980s was when it was last expanded. And the criteria for historic districts are looking at the majority of homes being at least 50 years old. So technically, almost all the houses, with the exception of like Newtown Station and a couple of the newer homes in the borough, they're all that old. Because, well, maybe parts of Washington Village and what is the one right behind us? I forgot what the one is down on Office Center, might be just under 50 years old.
So back to the original question, are we good with what it says now, or do we, I guess we'll start there. Are we good with what it says now?
I agree with including more older neighborhoods.
Okay. And I guess we should consider whether older neighborhoods or historically relevant neighborhoods or.
Historically relevant is not one of the concepts for the heart. It's age.
Okay.
So why don't we specify age? If that's the criteria the last time, why wouldn't we utilize it this time?
Well, the only problem with using age is you might have a home that is on Center Avenue that's 58 years old, and right next to it is one that's 25 years old, and it becomes part of the historic district just because they're in that expansion portion of things. So I think that's what you have to look at and say, what is it that you're trying to establish?
So my suggestion is that there be a little short paragraph in the beginning of this question to describe the historic district and what its purpose is. And then you can have a link to the map that shows where it is currently. And then just ask the question, should it be expanded? And you're going to get a yes, a no, or an unsure. My guess is that most renters are going to say, I don't know, I don't care. How about unsure? People who live in the historic district may be interested in expanding it. People who live outside of it may say, no, they don't want it. So you're going to get yes, no, and unsure. But at least you've got everyone on a footing to understand what the purpose of the historic district is in only like two or three sentences.
That's fine.
I like the idea of specifying by giving information as opposed to specify by giving how it might happen, whether it be older or direction.
So a brief one or two sentences and the link to the map.
The purpose of the question is to determine the consequence and the reaction to a potential consequence. If we expand the historical district, what would it mean to a particular person? And that's why we want them to have the information.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Right.
Thanks.
Okay. So I did not see any high-level questions in the business survey. What we do have...
Are you shifting over? Because I got to change my page here. Are you going to business? Or are you
we can look
in general?
Well, I'm talking in general. You can look at business, but I didn't see any high-level queries from the... Bucks County Planning Commission on the business survey.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. So now what I will open the meeting up for, I think that this was the primary purpose of the meeting, was the guidance on these high levels. What there were some entirely new questions. Again, five council members were at that Bucks County and Newtown Planning Commission meeting. We did actually have a pretty good opportunity to give input. But then one of the kind of open-ended things was the desire to include more questions that gained truly usable information for the comprehensive plan. So there were some, you know, entirely new questions, and I think it would be reasonable, again, at a high level, if anybody had any thoughts on the direction of a particular new question, and we'll stay with the resident survey. So those new questions started with question 20.
I can comment on, I had sent Marv some comments on restructuring how the questions were put, but the ones that I think I wanted to talk about a little bit more would be the questions about whether there were appropriate recreational services and facilities for people of different ages. And I strongly suggest breaking this up into several questions. So have the question for, say, children under 10 and ask that question. And with each one, after you say, let's say the first one would be, do you think the borough provides enough age-appropriate recreation services and facilities for children under the age of 10? Yes, no, unsure. And then I would have a follow-up question that would say, what additional recreation services or facilities should the borough provide for this age group? And then I would do the same thing for youth 10 to 18, and then for adults under 65, and then for adults over 65. I think that's a would be a better breakdown instead of just having two, like under 18 and over 18, because I think that doesn't really look at the kinds of services that the different age groups need.
I was thinking particularly for people who are older, because that may be some area that, you know, that we could perhaps provide more and would have different interests. And you're absolutely right about the teenagers and the preteens, because they do have very different interests than the smaller children. So, yeah, I'm on board with that.
So we now have Bob's iPhone showing up, so I'm still not sure if that's Bob Suecos, who also a phone, or
it's not.
He's saying no, and yeah. I don't think it's my Bob. I asked him, and I'm not getting anything back. So, and I know he was going to get food, so.
Except it showed up, even though it shows being on mute, I think. But.
So that whoever it is not telling us who he is.
That Bob's phone just muted himself back to the sound. So, but we'll make sure
there's... My husband confirmed it is him.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bob.
He didn't reply at first, but...
Oh, okay. Good.
Now I got confirmation.
All right, thanks.
Which leads me to wonder, where's my dinner?
I think it's... Is it downstairs?
Probably.
So my thought on that is, do we need to actually double the number of questions by having both, is it adequate, and, you know, what do you think? Would it just be enough to say, you know, what additional, you know, recreation services and facilities would you desire for X age group? And you could have none, you know.
Are you just saying, rather than asking, are they adequate, just say, what else would you like?
I mean, because right now you're talking about saying, are they adequate? And then a second question saying, what do you think should be added?
If right now you have a comment box after yes, no, unsure. With the
I think the comment box needs to be more directed.
What Julia was recommending is actually having a follow-on question about if no, what would you want?
Well, it could even be if yes. You know, it's like, all right, they're adequate, but you guys need more swings in the park or something.
Yeah. So possibly, like I say, we could just ask, you know, what additional services and facilities would you consider needed for this age range? And I guess if it says none, then it would say it's adequate. Because if it's an open frame box, they could put none. Any other thoughts? I'm just trying to think about if you had four different age groups and actually asked the question twice for each. that's adding a lot of questions.
Well, but if you phrase the question to say, if there are children under the age of 10 in your household, are the facilities in the borough adequate? And then you do that for each one. And so if there's nobody under that age group, you just wouldn't answer it. Just go on to the next question. You're not required to answer everything. Or you can just say unsure because you don't know, you don't have kids in that age group.
Okay, so I think the high level question is do we think that there should be more, call it specificity, to the answer desired to actually get at what additional services are required? Is there agreement to that? I would think that for the purpose of the comprehensive plan, it's good to know what's needed, just not whether it's adequate or not. If it's not adequate, that doesn't help you with the comprehensive plan.
Right. I would concur, but I don't think we need to add like a whole new set of questions for each one. But comments? If no, what would you like to see? And any other further comments? And that is all part of a written section. And you can have one written section. Would that help narrow it down?
Right, we're still breaking it down for each age group?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's very important. Yeah. Because we have fewer things for the teenage age group in particular, and I know that the needs of the elderly are very different from those of, say, young adults or middle-aged adults.
I mean, maybe this will just end up being a technical thing that we don't necessarily know, that if, you know, since it's online, it could be more of a problem for people that do want to fill it out. But if somebody answers no, then the new box to fill something in would just pop up. Mm-hmm.
And they did, the County Planning Commission did say that they have that technical capability for other questions, correct?
Yeah. It may be when it says comment box here, that's just kind of a fill in for the idea that something else would pop up, as opposed to being comment box being right there with yes, no, and unsure. Okay.
Everybody, so, who wants to be my pillow tonight?
All right, get rid of Judy. You have to get rid of Dan Gordon.
I see
right now.
I see it.
Thank you.
You know what, guys? I was going to warn you about that. I heard that there were some unwanted guests at HARP meeting.
Oh, were there? Great.
I didn't see anyone.
Missed it?
Good.
Oh, you missed it.
Happy.
All right, so.
Unbelievable. I'll be on the lookout.
All right. Thanks, Jude.
It sounds like we have a agreement to try and gain additional information on what services or facilities might be needed. Okay. Anything else?
On anything at all, or just?
Well, again, on the new questions that you'd consider high level. For example, I think gaining more information toward the comprehensive plan in that question was definitely high level guidance.
I have an issue with the wording on number 23, but I guess I don't consider it high level.
And what I will do is I will reach out to Mark Craig and see what mechanism would be available for council members, to provide further input. I would say, again, that's coming from individual people rather than a consensus thought on a high level thought, but I will reach out and see, what mechanism there could be for that, he could say it needs to be at another Newtown Bucks County Planning Commission joint meeting, he might say that, text type input would be, okay. but I don't want to do that until there's clarity on what sort of further input would be required, would be desired.
So, Mark, just to clarify, so the high level is we all agree we want a question on would you be interested in a borough-wide you pay for it grass crawler service. The digging in the weeds part is some restructuring of the language, and that's something Sue could then take care of. And the rest of us are good with the concept of the question. We'd be okay with that too. Is that what you're saying?
Does that sound reasonable to everybody?
It seems like the long way around, but okay. I mean, I sent you my comments 10 days ago, so the way it's written, it sounds like we're going to make you pay more. And so everybody's going to say, no, I'm not willing to do it. We have to reword that question.
Yeah, and I had put in a suggested wording too to you, Marv.
Yeah.
And what I had said was, residents currently have independent contracts with trash and recycling haulers. Would you be in favor of the borough contracting with a single hauler to provide borough-wide trash and recycling rather than the current system if the cost to the residents would not increase? I think it needs to specify something like that, because otherwise people are going to say, well, no, I don't want to do that because I don't know if it's going to cost too much or not. So it needs to be specific. My suggestion is, and you need to find out whether since the council has been receiving or has been able to read the same things that have been going to the Planning Commission, if we can just send our comments in directly to either to Mark or to the Bucks County Planning Commission to say, well, here's our, here are our comments that we have as well. And then they can incorporate it however they see fit.
Yes. And again, I will, that's definitely one of the possibilities with, checking with Mark on the best way. Yeah, I wasn't looking at being a clearinghouse for suggestions, but we'll check with Mark.
Okay. I also wanted to add another question at the end, something that would just be a free text box. And my question was, what do you see as the most important issues facing Newtown Borough within the next 5 to 10 years? And just let people fill that in and say what they think the problems are going to be, or the issues, maybe not problems, but good and bad items that the borough needs to address, which is what we're going to be looking for or needing to address with our comprehensive plan.
And so, and exactly how does that differ from 18, or whatever the number is now? What issues would you like to be better addressed in the borough?
I think that those things were a little, they weren't getting quite at what I thought in terms of what I was hoping to get answers about. It's kind of like if I might be talking about, well, what's something I think the borough needs to worry about in the future? Well, the development around the borough, that's not included in there. That's nothing that can be better addressed by the borough, but I'm just like, it's not just necessarily traffic, but the increased development or the lack of certain kinds of facilities. I wasn't sure that 18 really captured that. It kind of gave you an opportunity to choose a whole bunch of things and could say, yeah, but it didn't really tell me at the end what the problem would be that resident was really thinking was an issue.
So would those be issues from outside the borough or still?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I just felt that the comprehensive plan is supposed to be looking at our plan for the next 10 years and what things that we want to address and issues we want to be prepared for. And I'm not sure that the questions that are on this survey are going to help us look at the bigger picture in terms of what are the general problems that or the general issues or the concepts that people in town have concern about
on a more global level. The question that the number 18 is asking whether we want to have better sidewalks or different taxes or that kind of stuff, but that's not looking at, I'm having a little hard time explaining this, but it's not looking at the themes, I guess, the themes that one wants to consider going forward.
I hear you. I think, Mark, did that help clarify it for you?
Yeah, I guess what it would do is tap into things that we hadn't thought of. We meaning us, the Newtown and the Bucks County Planning Commission, because there may be just, you know, reiterations of some things on this list, but, you know, and then it's probably not as, you know, valuable, but, you know, if it were something that hadn't been thought of, then that's the true future.
Right. Julia, are you trying to distinguish between what improvements people want as compared to what problems they perceive?
Right. So I'm not asking them whether they think we that our roads are being taken care of. I'm looking at more of a concept, like what it's more of the vision thing. And I think that in the couple surveys that I've been involved in various levels over the last, I don't know, quite a few years, it's the free text stuff that is really, that gives you the most ideas. It gives you things to think about that you might not have thought about, and that more than one person might come up with them, and you think, oh yeah, we didn't really think about that. So that's why I would like to, and I think it's appropriate to put it at the end, because people have been thinking about everything and filling in all the stuff. And if they get to the end and they say, well, really, I don't think there's anything else you need to think about, then they just skip the question.
I like it.
So is there any dissent on including a free text for, maybe we could even come up with a better, maybe even now. Is there a better word than issues? Because issues sounds like, are we looking for problems or are we looking for the positive?
Or it could be neutral, but something that might affect you. You know, it could be that as well.
Priorities, maybe? No.
Well, I leave it to you guys to find a better word. I mean, issues gets overused.
But that would cover everything from, like, I don't know, there's new construction technologies, so like Harb may want to consider them, to like the impact of climate change and what people use for their houses, to like what roads don't have gas lines, to like what you said, building or population changes that we may not have an hour for the person to be aware of, or maybe they're thinking about it, and you know, the impact on communities. Like right there, those are some sort of meta concepts. Mm-hmm. And we may address them in like portions of them here and there, but in saying that here's the opportunity for somebody to use their own language.
Okay, so is there any dissent on including a free text, request for important issues? Hearing none, I do consider that to be a high-level thing to provide immediately with agreement of everybody. Are there anything else on the new questions?
We're dealing with after 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And I just want to make sure, I know we weren't getting into the like little details, but because Sue, you had brought up the trash, and then Julia made her comment about that. I know we don't want to get into like the exact language of it, and that can be sent on, but did you feel heard in that? Do you feel like there's something else you want to convey? Did Julia basically say what your thought was?
No, I'm fine. It just seems like we should have a better process to give feedback, so that, because it feels like we're going at a snail pace here, and if we wait until the Planning Commission meeting, they won't have heard these comments, and therefore there'll be a lot more discussion. People will go, oh, gee, I didn't think about that. No, I don't like it. I just think
I'll reach out to Mark, you know, pretty much immediately. Because of Labor Day, they won't have their next meeting until I think the 14th.
Can I just possibly add one more question? And is that whether or not the structure of Newtown Borough government is adequate to meet the needs of the responder to the survey?
What do you mean by structure? Because a lot of it we can't control.
Yeah. Well, are we set up to respond to people's concerns and problems, or how to get things done, or is there a perception from the residents that it's so cumbersome and confusing you can't figure it out how to do it? Are they satisfied with the government services the way we're providing them?
So I'm not sure. I'd have to look back. As far as I know, government services isn't part of the comprehensive plan. And so if we wanted to do, you know, just kind of off the subject, if we wanted to look into, you know, how is government structure serving the people, I think maybe that could be a separate thing, but I don't know about necessarily including that in the questionnaire for the comprehensive.
Okay.
We probably shouldn't try and make it a jack of all everything.
A lot of that is an 18 too, Bob. If you look, you can see that there's some of it's not, you know, there's local employment opportunities, for example, but there's other things that are part of our services. And so it seems like it might fall under there, and there's the option for people to put in. The question is, what issues would you like to see better addressed? So if somebody says, I'd like to see, I don't know, the HART process, they can put that in other, because the question is, what issues would you like to see better addressed? That would include
I guess it's in 17 also. It's sort of in 17.
Yeah, community services.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So,
services that we provide,
I checked some other surveys. I went on the internet and downloaded several of them. And there's one that was done for the city of Scottsdale, Arizona, which I think hits what Bob is talking about. There's a whole section in here about the quality of services from local government and your confidence in them. And there's one question, how well is the government doing in welcoming citizen involvement? There's a number of questions like that, which are kind of interesting. And I agree with you, Marv, it might not be part of the comprehensive plan, but if it's something we want to pursue in a different survey, we might want to look at that one in particular.
So that Scottsdale survey was specifically directed more toward government services rather than an overall?
No, it was a citizen survey, and actually it was done, it looked at almost all the same things that we had. I had looked at these surveys to see if there were other questions that we were missing, and I was actually pleasantly surprised to see that a lot of the items that came up in these other surveys were in some form in the surveys that we're looking at once the Planning Commission had added some more questions. They're all like quality of life surveys, and I can send the links out to people if they want to take a look at them. But they get very specific to the city of Scottsdale in terms of, do you like how your utility bill is being sent to you and things like that? And do you use the city pool? Should we have more fitness centers? Do you like the cable TV network? And so on and so forth. But they did have a couple of questions about, is it easy to get in touch with the government? Do you like how well they respond to you? Or do you feel like you're part of it? So those are interesting questions. Also, just to mention very briefly, there was one done in New Zealand that was trying to get people to participate. And they actually had a drawing for a gift card of significant value. But I know we're not going to do that, but I just thought it was, when it was probably because a research study was being done and they had the money to do that sort of thing. But I found that kind of amusing.
Sounds like we're ready to switch over to the business survey.
One more point. On number 15, could we add bike trails and bike paths and trails?
Again, I think that would be the hopefully a mechanism for getting input, you know, to the planning commissions.
It says protected bicycle lanes. Does that cover what?
That's within the street passageway. Bike trail. We're bringing the county bike trails to the borders of the borough through the SEPTA right of way and also through the Newtown Township $1 million grant. So it the phrase is bike trails and paths.
Although I guess that would also be adequate, you know, recreational, you know, in those questions we're adding in, although not specifically listed.
Right, and Bob, as far as that goes, the Rails to Trails, the SEPTA line, the borough voted on that, and we said aye, and we're in. So if you added it to the survey and people said, yes, we like it, like, what are we hoping to get out of that?
Well, I'm trying to get people focused on moving forward with that. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but consider, I was at the bike store yesterday. There's not a bike to be bought in town. The backup on getting your bike maintained is 3 weeks. So people are riding bikes in town and not driving their cars.
Yeah.
And there's now new bike lanes. There's bike lanes and bike parking at the shopping center. Mm-hmm. And to facilitate that coming into the borough, that's the description. It's bike.
Right. Bob, yeah, when the county first came to us and presented it, and, you know, there was a lot of discussion and a lot of work and clarification, and it's been voted in. We're there. The Northampton held it up for a while. So all that's lined up. So the citizens saying, yes, we are on board with that is not going to help move it forward, because I think it's going to go forward as the county does
it, it may give some emphasis on how we budget in the coming year.
But they're paying for it. They're putting it in. So I don't want to be a raiding your Easter basket, as it were, but I just want to make sure you understand that background that we.
Oh, I understand all that. I'm just. We're talking about all these other things, mm-hmm. and to omit that item, I think, is an error.
Except these are all things that we have some control over. You know, we beyond having voted for the Rails to Trails, you know, we can't act on it.
We can set up bike trails within our streets and pathways.
I thought that's what we do ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on.
Marvin, I have one other comment that's not specific to a question, and okay. We actually discussed it a bit at the planning committee meeting. We say in the introduction that we want to limit this to one person per household. And I personally don't think we should. And I know they said that there's not any real mechanism to do that because it's really one survey per device. So if everyone in the house has a different device, they're good anyway. But I'm not sure why we think it makes sense to state that it should only be one per household.
Any other opinions?
I agree
with Susan. We're trying to get as many people involved as possible. And to have language which hinders that is not acceptable.
And it's been discussed, and we've discussed this before, different people in households have different opinions. and different.
I can't even agree with myself. So,
yeah, I mean, there might be some households that get a group opinion if they can actually get together, and others might have to. Okay, I definitely consider that. That's certainly, considering it's in the introduction, that's very high level.
Yeah,
and it's the third to the last sentence in the second paragraph.
Yep,
I would delete that and put in a sentence that we encourage as many responses by more residents, you know, as possible, that kind of a thing.
Actually, that's already in there. So it kind of, you know, the two don't match up. To ensure that the views of your household are considered, where is it, was it before that? It talks about we want as many opinions as possible.
Yeah, that's the beginning of paragraph two.
Yeah. Their agreement,
the word household.
Agreement to not specify one per household?
Correct, yes.
Done. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds like now we're ready to move to the business survey. And I guess new questions, well, there's some all red questions. It's not as clear, but it looks like the all new questions start at 12. Because a lot of the ones that are all red were simply the suggestions to make the very good, good, you know, the ratings more symmetric. So yes, it's all red, but it's not a new question. And we had kind of
question 13, we talked
about including more about online, and they did that. Okay, 13.
What is State Street Associates is not a business association in Newtown. I went online and checked it out. It's some chemical group in New Jersey. So I don't know where that came from. So
I don't remember that being mentioned at the Planning Commission meeting.
No. We have two, the Newtown Business Association and the Newtown Mercantile Group. I don't think there's another one. Is there, Corky? So I don't know where it came from. And then 14. And on 14, what is a business improvement district? I have no idea what that is.
Regarding the state agencies, Corky unmuted himself.
Yeah, no, there's only just the two.
Okay,
thanks. Okay. So on 14, what is a business improvement district?
Yeah, I think that's much along the lines as the historic district question, that we would have to have some, you know, if we want to bring in the idea of business improvement district. I remember being mentioned at the at the Planning Commission meeting, but I don't remember exactly who brought it up and what it actually would do for the business district.
And what is it?
If we were to have that question, it would seem like we would have to have, again, like the historic district, an explanation of what it is and then ask the question, or do we really need it? I don't know if that's something where it's a government. I'm not sure what it is either. Let alone the people filling it out. You know, is that something where you apply for funding to the state or something? Or
I have never heard the term, so I don't even know what it's supposed to be. It's not an economic development. Is it I guess we need to ask the Bucks County Planning Commission what it is they're talking about.
My initial reaction was that it was more of a beautification committee, but I don't know.
That's not how I read it at all.
All right, Marv, do
you want to then go back, find out what it is? And if it's...
Well, I would just be a, you know, a high, well, either a high level question back in terms of we either need to add more information or, you know, does it belong?
There may, what the county may be doing is referencing some of the federal and state empowerment districts where there's specific funding to cure blight areas such as Bristol went through. So maybe we're thinking about the wrong thing here.
Mm-hmm. Again, maybe they added it, maybe that was something that they were thinking about for Morrisville, which is, I think, maybe probably was one of the, would that might have been one, again, that appears like it was one of the more recent, you know, towns they were working with.
Mm-hmm. And they, something they might have in there if needed, but it's, I don't think we would qualify for that type of a grant to begin with, or that type of government program.
I'm familiar with the Morrisville grant and that project, so that was a specific government-funded improvement for that community. And they've gotten a series of grants to do things. But that's because it's a depressed area under their definitions. So I think really that's what it's talking about.
Sounds like it's a good chance it has something to do with Morrisville.
Yeah.
Now my question on 15 is, should businesses, so this gets back at whether it's the business owners or the, you know, I'll say renters, you know, the actual business owners or the building owners.
Why don't you make it two questions?
Possible?
Right now it is, the default is the property owner. I guess what's in our ordinance right now.
But do they?
Is that correct, Julia?
There's no
right. ordinance that makes a business responsible for street maintenance.
Everything is property.
It's owned. It's just the general taxes that have nothing to do with, you know.
Right, and we don't. And if there's any improvements that need to be done on State Street, it's just like any other street in town. The property owners get assessed, not the businesses themselves. And we don't have a business privilege tax. And I'm not sure actually whether we could raise it. If we could impose such a thing, that's a question I have about, because if we did, that would be one way for them to finance, for the businesses themselves to support State Street as opposed to the property owners.
And you'd have to differentiate, you know, from the businesses that were not on State Street or not in the district that was being maintained or improved versus those who are.
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's a business privilege tax, it gets used for whatever, wherever the borough decides to do for the business district. So, yeah, I don't know what all the ins and outs are. So,
or, you know, I may not want to pay for, like, flower baskets on State Street.
Right. So
in Philadelphia, when they created the Center City District, which was a maintenance project, it was funded not only on the Market Street businesses, but also the numbered street businesses within a particular dimensional area. So it was a business district, not State Street business, mm-hmm. in our case. Right.
But our business district, our town center district is State Street. It doesn't extend.
No, but it extends into the parking lots. There's businesses that are not on State Street that are part of the Washington to Center.
Right. No, yeah. I'm just saying that the neighboring, like one street off of State Street is a residential neighborhood. So it's a different kind of thing than Center City. But you make a good point.
So on 15, do we think the question should be there at all, or do we think it should be property owners, not business. Of course, we don't want to say property owners if there are any residential owners of business properties.
Say that So the question is that where it stemmed from was wondering, should we have the business owners there contribute towards that maintenance?
I would also say, instead of just maintenance of State Street, I would say the State Street streetscape, because that's different than talking about, you know, paving it and so on. That's talking.
No, you're right. Somebody's going to read that and think about paving when all of us know we're talking about like tree wells and far west.
Right. So that's the streetscape. Which is the way the resident survey question is the same question. It asks about whether the businesses should help pay for State Street.
Well, it also expands to the holiday events.
Right.
Christmas, Hanukkah, the Halloween things that we have. So it could be more expansive than just maintenance. I like the streetscape that Julia has suggested.
It's also like sweeping. Yeah.
So would we need maintenance in there, or just contribute to the streetscape of State Street?
Definitely maintenance.
Maintenance. Yeah.
Maintenance of the streetscape.
Okay.
Are you making it an and? Maintenance and streetscape?
No.
I heard two answers.
Maintenance of the streetscape.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I had a couple other questions I thought should be added. One is communication between the business community and the borough government adequate? If not, how could it be improved? And the second one, are the needs of the business community being adequately addressed by the borough? And if not, how could this be improved?
Can you say that last one again, Julia, please?
The last one was, are the needs of the business community being adequately addressed by the borough? If not, how could this be improved? And both of these would be free text.
Again, that could potentially be one of those technical pop-up boxes or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Much like right. We were talking about on the recreational.
Can I raise a new topic?
Let's finish these.
Okay.
So this is getting at, so again, this does gain us information, not necessarily something that goes into the comprehensive plan, but there might not be a way to get it otherwise. Of course, the other way to do that is to go directly to the Mercantile Association.
That doesn't include everybody. That's the problem.
Yeah. And a lot of times they don't answer their surveys. So this gives another opportunity for that.
Hopefully it would, but there's no, just like you say, there is no, very little communication within them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of the businesses are just busy doing their thing and worrying about their own space. Because it's busy, it's a lot of work for the business owners just to run their business, let alone all the rest of this.
We can hope that there is time to, you know, fill out the survey, because that takes a chunk of their time too in terms of everything else they're doing, but you know.
They will.
Yeah. I like the opportunity to write down these questions. I think those could be helpful for us.
So communications and needs. And any dissent on suggesting those additional questions?
No.
Did you notice how Marv did that by putting it in the negative?
Well, it's easier because you don't know how many yeses you get.
I'm with you, Marv. I'm with you on that one. I like the way you did it.
And I think that takes us to the bottom of the business.
Mm-hmm. I would like to raise the issue of whether we want to inquire from the businesses if they think the employee parking is a problem. And if it is a problem, what would they like to do about it? Because there's this belief that employees are consuming the State Street parking areas and diluting the customer access. So I think we should at least ask them if they think it's a problem.
So we have the general topic of parking in the question 4, I believe. From a business perspective, what are the three biggest challenges? If there's a way to add in is employee parking different enough?
It is, because there's this belief that the Witchell staff, of which there's scores, take the State Street parking and the immediate parking on the side streets closest to the property.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could put it in there because these are all biggest challenges from the business perspective, and add customer parking and then employee parking. And if they want to talk about it, there's a comment box to talk about it, because that says this is a real problem for me, it is employee parking. We could differentiate the two. How does that sound, Bob?
Thank you. I like that.
Okay.
Taking, for example, what the bank did. The bank had the American Legion property, and then it bought the old school property and created their own parking area and make all their people walk in all kinds of weather. That relieved the core area substantially of cars because it put them over on the other side of the creek. But we still have lots of employees working in these businesses, and the issue is, where do we want them to park so that the customer base can get to these businesses?
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Bob. Judy, you had a...
Yeah, I was just gonna ask a question along those lines that Bob was just referring to. You know, do you want to include a question asking if these businesses want additional permit parking options? Because one thing is, I still don't think that all of these businesses are even aware that we have the permit parking. It's, I think, pretty reasonable. I believe it's like $250 for a year, $250. I don't know if you want to try to potentially incorporate that somehow into the survey by asking a question and being able to educate the business owners about it at the same time.
Going forward to know if there's actually more interest than we realize.
If they want more of it, I don't know.
I guess the other question, we don't want to promise something we can't do. Would we have the capacity, the capability of creating more parking?
So we have it, and we have not sold all the permits. So I think the answer is that we do have space available.
Yeah, so we have it available. So it's nothing we have to work on, but we have it. Yeah.
Marv. It is complicated because it's part of really Alan's lot.
It's not ours to issue permits to, but we have an agreement to do that.
Exactly. So it's a little messy right now. I don't know. It was just a thought.
Well, could we put a question in that says, do your employees utilize permit parking? You know, sometimes it says the borough provides an annual parking permit that can be used in the borough parking lot, or however it should be phrased. And then the follow-up then to that is, say, do you or your employees use this service? Mm-hmm. And if not, why not?
That That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you're telling them about it, and then we're also getting that additional information, whether or not they use it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you could put in your question if you want, is to say, for further information, you know, contact, you know, or, I don't know, who do they call, Judy, or do they call the police department?
Yeah, that's the police chief.
Okay, it's like, okay, so annual parking permits are available from the police department.
Right.
Do you or your employees utilize this option? And if not, why not?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in using it? To know, like, perhaps we actually have a demand that we need to accommodate once people have learned about it and said they're interested in using it.
Are those parking permits usable by residents in the apartments above the businesses?
Absolutely. Anyone can purchase a parking permit.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I asked that is I was at the barber's shop Wednesday, and that question came up, and none of the barbers knew that we had
that's parking. That's exactly what, right.
Yeah.
That's what, there is just not enough awareness about that. No.
And this is kind of an aside, but one of the things I've heard about it from people, particularly David Wichels, is they would be far more interested if it were available on a monthly basis instead of annual, even if it costs more per month, because they don't have the $250 to pay all at once.
That's a good point. We could toss that in there. If we're going to have a thing on car parking, ask, would you be interested in monthly current parking instead of annual?
All we have to do is put it into the budget or into the expense.
The fee schedule.
Fee schedule for next year. That's a very simple thing. And
yeah,
you know, I don't think it needs to go
it
into a, you know, a survey. I just think we just put it in there. I think that's an excellent way to, you know, and then it's done.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank them for the, you know, the comment, Susan. I think that's an excellent way to, you know, to generate it and to keep it in front of the people.
Yes. It sounds like we might need to put a sign up at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, all the politicians, I'm not sure about Corky, but a lot of us get our haircuts there. Steve, myself, I think Perry goes over there. So we find out a lot about what's happening in that half an hour we're sitting there.
Which barbershop?
John's.
Yeah, that's where I am too.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
It's and the police hang out there. So we
all right. Okay, so Marv, it sounds like we have a consensus on adding that.
Well, although I'm not clear. So was the question about monthly, or is the question about the
into your
are you interested
off.
Or
sound is off.
Talking to your mic, Marv.
Is that better?
No. Yeah.
Worse.
Yes.
Getting there.
I just unplugged my earbud entirely.
Yeah, when you lift it up and talk into it, it's a lot better.
None of the people doing the shows on the broadcast seem to need to lift their buds up. Maybe I need to get a new.
I don't think they're using Zoom.
Was the thought on the question about the idea of the monthly, or are you interested in utilizing them, or?
Saying we offer it.
Yeah.
Do you use it? If you don't, why not? Are you interested in using it? Are you interested in monthly? I think that was all of it, right?
Okay.
But I don't think we need to, you know, this is going to go out is this going to be sent out to all of them before we do next year's budget and next year's expense report, or you know,
we're giving a monthly option.
Well, if they answer before November, when we, you know, when we put it out to the public, and I guess they really have up until our meeting, although we don't in December when we vote on it, we don't want to push that. We'd like to do it sooner.
I don't think it matters. I think if we decided we want to offer a monthly option, I mean, it obviously costs more than buying it all at once, and see what happens, that's great. You still ask the question because it does two things. Yeah. It makes people aware that you could get a permit, and also you may find out why people aren't. And if they say, oh, well, because I can park in the neighborhoods for free, or I know a while back some employees were saying, you know, even if I get a parking ticket, you know, that's maybe an, you know, tips from one of the, you know, cutting somebody's hair, and that's not worth it to me to put out a lot of money for a permit, or I don't want to have to walk to the parking lot, or I don't know, you know, there may be other reasons why they don't want to do it, or I know one problem that was raised a long time ago was, well, if you only work, let's say you only come into town 3 days a week, it's not worth it to you to buy a parking permit. And the employer says, well, I could buy one and you guys have to share it, but you're going to have to pass it around and that becomes difficult. So there are all kinds of reasons why the parking permit might not work. And I think asking the question will be helpful because we may be able to tailor our parking permit program to address some of those issues. So I would say go ahead and ask it, but in the meantime, put the monthly fee in the fee schedule.
Okay. Sounds like we're done with the business survey, or was there anything else? So now I would hope and like to get an agreement among us that we as council can contact the Newtown and Planning Commission and express our overall support and overall concurrence with the work that they and the Bucks County Planning Commission have been doing on the surveys, that in keeping with the idea that we all, you know, do have, you know, some high level thoughts. I don't know if that's just a some sort of hopefully a general agreement, that, or if there would be any actual motion required for something like that.
I'm not sure what you're asking, Mark.
Yeah, you disappeared a bit there. The sound really went out.
Okay. So I'd like to get an agreement that, you know, council will contact the Newtown Planning Commission and express overall support for the work they and the Bucks County Planning Commission are doing on the comprehensive plan surveys. And what I was saying is I don't know that there's actually any motion that would be needed for that, but if people think that is, then I'd be willing to do it.
A motion is never out of line when you want consensus.
Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, in terms of that, it's an action that I think would be worthwhile to take. So I would like to present a motion, to make a motion that council should make contact with the Newtown Planning Commission and express overall support and concurrence in the work that the Newtown and Bucks County Planning Commissions have been doing on the comprehensive plan surveys.
Second. So I have a question, Marv. Are we just patting them on the back, or are we saying we think that it looks good and finish it up and get it up on the, you know, to answer? I don't understand the need to say, oh, you guys are doing a good job. I think we should just either say we like the survey, we don't like the survey, we want to see it before it goes up.
I'm understanding it's we like the survey, you know, we've added our input in there, and people can email, you know, to restructure questions a little bit if there's a concern, but overall that we are good with this survey. We've now added our extra bits in, and accommodating for those individual emails that we are good with it. We don't need to go back and rehash through it again. That's what I'm understanding. Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Yes.
Except that you said that the individual comments we weren't going to talk about tonight, and that you were going to contact the Planning Commission to see how to handle those. So it seems contradictory to say, let me finish, please. It seems contradictory to me to say, we're good with it, and then here are my 20 comments and questions. I don't understand.
Well, it didn't say good for it. It said overall support and concurrence.
I I'm not sure exactly what that means, Marv. I would say the direction seems to be okay. It still needs a little refinement, and we want to get this out as soon as possible. I mean, but I don't see about support. I just don't understand the purpose of that.
I think we need to encourage them, and certainly I'm happy to say thank you to them for the work they've done. But to me, there's sort of a conflict between what I think you're proposing and the remaining comments that we're probably going to send directly to them.
Well, again, I'll make contact with Mark on the best way to.
Can I just interrupt for one moment? I thought I heard somebody second, but I'm really not sure.
Bob seconded.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I wanted to second before the discussion.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Bob seconded.
Okay, just making sure.
So I guess the question is, like, for example, if we did the big pictures and any new questions now, if there are comments, there are comments which have to do with more the details of how something is worded, like, I am good with that. And I think that's what you're looking for, Marv, is council overall, the big picture, good with the survey as it is. We know that individual members have a list of things where they say, hey, can we tweak this, we'd like to tweak that. But there's no missing questions or changes that change the actual substance of it. Because so you had a list of observations which were very good, but did you feel like you got your chance to say everything that would be a major change tonight?
Oh yeah, absolutely major. That's the point. There are a bunch of minor ones. So to me, sending a message to them saying, I'm still going to use that phrase. We're good with it. Thanks. We're good as. They've made a lot of progress. It's a very good beginning. We need to move ahead. There are no major issues. I agree with all of that. So if that's what we're going to say, then I'm fine with it.
Okay. So I don't know, Marv, do you want to try to say your motion a little differently to make it clear? I know you did talk about people will reach out, that it's not final, but that we're all agreement or we want to have a vote on the overall stage now, that we are good with these sets of questions and the types of material that it covers, and we recognize there will be conversations between individual council members and the Planning Commission on tweaking some of the language.
Does that exact language need to be in there?
Well, I think if you're going to change the motion, you need to withdraw it or to do something with it, because you have a motion up for discussion as well as a second. Yeah. So you have to do one of two things there.
Mm-hmm. How about we just call the question and see if it's good or bad?
Wait, what are you doing?
Would it be reasonable just then call the question and see if it's acceptable or not, as opposed to withdrawing or?
Can you restate it then, please?
Yeah.
I move that council makes contact with Newtown Planning Commission and express overall agreement with the direction of questions in the work Newtown Planning Commission and Bucks County Planning Commission has done on the comprehensive plan surveys.
Did you say Newtown Township?
Newtown Planning Commission and Bucks County Planning Commission.
Okay.
And you said overall agreement with the direction.
I definitely didn't use the word overall support for the direction.
All right. You're going to have to clarify that was the first motion, because I'm not sure all of that was in there.
Unless Judy can word it back. I move that council should contact the Newtown Planning Commission. I'm just going to put it to the bare bones. like to make a motion that council should contact Newtown Planning Commission and express overall support and concurrence in the work of the Newtown Planning Commission and Bucks County Planning Commission on the comprehensive plan surveys.
Bob, you seconded the motion, correct? Is that agreeable with you?
Bob, you gonna second that?
Yes.
I mean, as long as it's in agreement with the seconder.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
And do we all concur that that overall and direction accommodates for those individual members of council who will be reaching out with a list of specific concerns and things to tweak?
I'm not sure. I agree with that language. I'm just not sure how it will be interpreted. Will they think that that means we're done? I don't know, but I do agree with the language as proposed, so.
We will need to make clear to them that there's still input coming. It's the big picture that we're good with.
Agreed.
Okay. All right, Mark, do you want to call the question?
I just call for a vote, Tara.
Okay, all right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Judy, you know how to phrase that then?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank God we have you.
So, Marv, let me ask you. I had sent my comments to you before. Should I just myself send them back, send them on to Mark? Or are you going
let
to
me contact Mark first?
Okay.
Let me contact Mark first. I'll do that very rapidly.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Okay. Marv, is there anything else on the survey, or have we discussed everything that we need to discuss tonight?
Everything that was on my list.
Okay. Public to be heard? Bob there?
Like old business, new business?
I'm sorry, thanks.
Just on new business.
Any old business and new business that cannot wait till next Wednesday.
I just want to report that the gas leak was fixed
on
Penn Street Estate, and it's patched, and we'll deal with the crosswalk, but I want you to know it's fixed.
Excellent. Thanks, Bob.
I just wanted to give people a heads up for the eco discussion next week, just to let you know there's going to be uploading things tomorrow. There is a very, very long ordinance amendment. Please don't be horrified by it. It's all technical stuff and probably boilerplate too, because there had to be a number of changes to our ordinance to be up to date with technology. So it really isn't as horrible as it looks. And if you have any comments or questions, please get back to me and I will forward those questions on to Valentina.
When will you have that, Julia?
You will have it within the next 24 hours.
Okay, just a reminder, I will not be at the meeting next week.
Right, so you can email me any questions you have.
Okay, I'll try to turn it around.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, any new business? All right. Bob's iPhone. Bob Busto, any comment?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, all right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, second.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? All right, motion passes. We're adjourned. Thank you very much, Marv.
Thank you, everybody.
Well done, Marv.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.